It's now the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien. It's brought to you by the Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. And let's welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Well, that's great to hear, Dave, and I hope you're ready to eat well this week on Thursday as Thanksgiving approaches. And I wanted to start here with a story you had, actually, about Elyria Municipal Judge Gary Bennett, unfortunately receiving a COVID-19 diagnosis. What are the details here?
Well, we had heard that Elyria Municipal Court was shutting down at least partially because there might have been some staff members over there who had COVID-19, and it turns out that after I called Judge Bennett, he informed me that it was he himself that had tested positive for COVID-19 along with his wife and son. Very unfortunate circumstance, but he was willing to talk about it on the record. He said that as a leader in the community, as somebody in the community that people see and that they know, that he was he thought it was part of his duty to tell people that yes, I tested positive, I'm home. My staff has all been ordered to get tested. He called them, frontline workers, in these days, court staff as well. The courts have to go on. They have to keep moving. They have to keep moving cases forward. That's all a summary of what Judge Bennett said. And he said, look, I feel like I have a responsibility to tell people, be safe, wear a mask. Sometimes you're still going to test positive. You're still going to get this virus, despite doing absolutely everything in your ability to not get it. But the plan is, don't spread it to other people. Try your best, do your best. It's very contagious. And just do what you can to avoid spreading this virus around, and we'll all get through it the best that we can. Elyria Municipal Court was an early adopter. Very early on in May, they said, look, we're going to take everybody's temperature. We're going to hand out masks if people don't have them. We're going to send people home if they do have a fever. We're not going to allow children, nobody under the age of 18 into the courthouse. They did absolutely everything that they were directed to do by the health department and what they thought was best in coordination and consultation with the Ohio Supreme Court, with the Lorain County Prosecutor's Office, with other agencies and groups. And a week after they put their very stringent protocols into place, they had a security staff member who tested positive for COVID. tested positive for COVID. So they did everything right, and it still happened. Judge Bennett has been doing video and telephonic arraignments and hearing cases at distance, and they've shrunk the number of seats that there are in the courthouse and inside the courtrooms. Judge Robert White has now taken over Judge Bennett's docket until everybody's clean and clear from the virus. So the courts will remain open, but Judge Bennett just wanted everybody to take all those precautions. And frankly, I thought that was very refreshing for him to come out and say that, yeah, I tested positive. I'm sitting at home, and kind of a funny thing that I didn't add in the print story, but I'll tell our radio listeners out there, is that he said he was having a good time sitting at home watching Harry Potter marathon. So still in good spirits, still with a very good sense of humor. I think a lot of people that work with Judge Bennett know that he has a very good sense of humor. But he was open and refreshing and honest about the fact that he had tested positive, and he just wants everybody to be safe.
And just, very unfortunate that, as you mentioned, Elyria Municipal Court's very early on taking all of the necessary steps, all of the necessary precautions to try and prevent this kind of thing from happening. And yet, due to the nature of this virus, it still finds a way inside of that courthouse anyway. So, Dave, looking at the community as a whole, talking off air with you a little bit, we were talking about the spike in cases, this second wave that's hit, not only Ohio, but Lorain County as well, too, on the, purple watch now for that color-coded map of COVID-19. Just in your own opinion, Dave, how do you kind of see things shaking out here in the coming weeks and in the coming months?
Well, I think people have been doing very well about wearing masks. I know that in the times that I've been out, occasionally to grab necessities, or if I've been in the office, we're all wearing masks. We're all washing our hands. We're all using hand sanitizer. If we can't wash our hands, we're trying to do that. The times that I've been out in the community, I know that there are more cases in the Lorain County Justice Center, and we'll have some more details on that in the coming days, as best as we can. But But this virus is getting out there, and if people continue to take all the necessary precautions, wear masks, wash your hands, every possible chance you get, you know, wear gloves if you can't wash your hands, or carry around hand sanitizer if you can, that kind of thing. I think everybody's been trying their best. Unfortunately, what we're finding is that a lot of people are getting this kind of outside of their workplaces. Earlier on, we'd had some discussions with some of the hospital heads, from both UH and from Mercy Health, here and then here in Lorain County, and then also from the Cleveland Clinic. They're saying, look, we may run out of hospital beds to treat people, and we might have to go to what we call surge capacity. And that's, basically trading patients. Like if one hospital has 200 beds and another hospital has 400 beds, some people from the 200-bed hospital are going to get sent to the 400-bed hospital. Some people might get set up in an off-site location with doctors and nurses who are masking and doing everything that they need to do to prevent infection, not only by COVID-19, but also by other kind of insidious viruses and bacteria. And they're doing a pretty good job. But some of the hospital heads were saying, look, people are getting this outside of work. Our doctors and nurses are getting it, maybe from their kids, or they're going out to a bar or restaurant where people are sitting apart and they're wearing masks and they're doing everything possible. Bars, restaurants, people that are kind of under the review of Lorain County Public Health are doing very well, and that's according to Health Commissioner Dave Cavell. But it's still getting out there. People are still having parties. The worry is that a lot of college students are coming back from campus. Mm-hmm. For Thanksgiving to their homes, and they're bringing the virus with them, or they're going to be taking it back to campus because they're going to be meeting up with other people here that they haven't seen in a year, 2 years, 3 years, while they've been off at college, and that they're going to spread the virus. And that's the kind of thing that neither Ohio nor the United States really needs. And again, that's all according to the health experts, focusing on the science of the thing. So we still have a very contagious virus out there. Mm-hmm. I think people are really trying their best. But sometimes you slip, and it might not necessarily be your fault. I know I've gotten out of my car and tried to go into a store a couple times here in the past couple weeks. We all have this, so-called COVID fatigue, where the one time I was about to step through the door of a pharmacy, and I realized, oh, I don't have my mask on, so I have to go back to my car, get my mask, put it on, walk back in, do my business, do everything I need to do, and get out in a couple minutes. We are seeing what Dave Cavell calls the light at the end of the tunnel. There are three vaccines that will be here by middle January from Pfizer, from Moderna, and from AstraZeneca. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be coming out, a single-dose vaccine that's great for mass vaccination. That will be coming out shortly after those three vaccines come out onto the market. And those three early-on vaccines are going to go probably primarily to healthcare workers. They're going to try to inoculate a lot of folks in the healthcare industry with those vaccines, just because of the nature of the vaccines. Like one of them has to be kept, at very cold temperatures before it's used. So only really hospitals and health centers have that capacity to keep that vaccine very cold, and then just bring it out as necessary to inoculate workers, doctors, nurses, administrators, that kind of thing. So that's a consideration. But we are seeing that light at the end of the tunnel. The vaccines will be here, three of them again, by middle January, probably the Johnson & Johnson vaccine a little bit after that. Everybody just needs to keep doing all the right things. Keep listening to health experts. Don't listen to your friend's cousin's brother-in-law on Facebook. Don't take his word at it, if he's not an epidemiologist with the CDC. Listen to the experts and do the things that we've been told to do for many, many months. We will get through this. And again, that's all from health experts, health officials, county leadership, doctors, nurses, superintendents of schools, all of whom have been educated on this kind of thing. And we'll get through it. So that's what we're facing right now. And I hope that everybody gets to get together with folks for the holidays next year. But this year, it might be a good idea to just keep it small to immediate family. Get yourself a turkey. Have four or five, no more than 10 people, in your immediate family with you. And if you have somebody who's already sick, who has a pre-existing condition, don't go spend time with them. Talk to them over Zoom. Talk to them on FaceTime. Talk to them on the phone. Send them text messages. Wish them the best, but you'll see them next year.
Well said, Dave. Well said. It's going to be, you know, individual responsibility, like the governor reminds us every day. That's the best way we can get through all of this. What are some upcoming stories to be on the lookout for this week from you or the Chronicle-Telegram?
Well, we've already posted this online, so I can talk about it a little bit, but I'll have a larger story about Lorain County Common Pleas Court suspending all trials through January 4th, basically because of the rise in numbers of COVID-19 infections in Lorain County. So we're going to be seeing that. We're going to be having a nice little story, not non-COVID related, about a hair and beauty salon in Elyria giving away free hot to go Thanksgiving meals, starting at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Self-Love Beauty Salon over there on East River Street, 913 East River Street, is going to be giving away free hot to go Thanksgiving meals for anybody affected by COVID who can't travel, or anybody who just needs a hot meal. You'll be able to walk up, get your meal, and hit the road. Also, a little bit more from the community protection team that's been formed by the county. Again, that's sort of more COVID-related. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have some new information in the coming days on new naming rights for the Crusher Stadium in Avon, and some other important stuff as well out there, both COVID and non-COVID-related.
Dave, we can close on this. What do you have for us this week in the way of scanner stories?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of a different one. I don't know if this gentleman was hitting the rails or what he was doing, but I'll give you Dateline Cleveland. A disturbance at the CSX Collinwood Yards, a report of a man carrying a guitar who started a fire on the property to keep warm.
Oh, all right. Well, a little singing, a little fire to keep yourself warm. It sounds like a heck of an evening for my man right there. Well done, Dave. Well done. Thank you for the scanner story. Thank you for the insight to everything happening on the local beat. Again, this has been the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, thank you so much for the insight. Look forward to catching up again next week. Hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And yeah, and to you and yours as well, Rocco, and everybody out there listening in Radio Land, happy Thanksgiving.